Thank you guys so much for listening, and welcome if you're new. My name is Tom.
I'm Gene.
And welcome to Late Bloomer with Tom and Gene. Thank you guys so much for all the feedback. We get some questions. We gave back some answers to all of those questions. Keep coming them in. We love them. And let's get into it with Gene's weird mind.
So
this is in Gene's weird
episode,
mind.
We're going to play a little game of Would You Rather.
All
right. Now, I have one question. We don't have a bunch. We have one question.
This is how deep we go. We got one.
Would you rather be Elon Musk or Drake?
That's what took you forever to think of.
This is a very good question.
Oh, it's a that's why I'm trying to delay
it's a
my
great
answer.
Question because each one has its benefits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Each one has slight cons, but both are amazing people. So
they are.
I'll start off.
So essentially, so what we are comparing is, okay, so clearly money is both, well, Elon Musk's money is significantly more than Drake's. I don't know about significant, but
pretty, with that being said, Drake is still in the 0.00000001%.
So, and Drake's, well, if Drake lost the beard, Drake's beard has a major part in how he looks.
Okay, so you're starting off with looks.
Yeah, we got to start off with looks. Right? Okay. All right, you start. Because I don't know where to go. All right, no, here's what we're going to do. All right. So the moment that you say that, my mind says Elon Musk.
Okay.
Because for the sole reason that he has unbelievable legacy. Drake does too with the music, but Elon's legacy is unbelievable, what he's created.
Okay, so you would rather be Elon Musk because of the legacy.
Right.
Okay. I could respect that.
Now, bitches. Drake's got it.
Okay, let's talk about legacy.
Okay.
Drake is the greatest of all time, probably, depending on
musician
who you ask.
Or lyric?
Rapper. Okay. Right? The greatest of all time. Elon is the greatest of all time for what he does, but there is no, he created his own field.
Well, I mean, entrepreneurial shit that blew up. I mean, there's the Amazon.
I wouldn't necessarily consider Elon the greatest entrepreneur of all time.
Okay.
But he is up there.
Yeah.
With that being said, Tesla, energy efficiency,
SpaceX, PayPal,
cars.
Boring.
All of that shit.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is the real life Tony Stark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drake is the real life fucking living the life of a fucking rapper that.
You don't have a name to attach to Drake. Okay,
yeah.
I see how it is.
But
you think Drake is the greatest rapper ever?
Yes.
It's a bold statement.
Do you name one someone who you think is better?
How do you measure rapping?
I mean, come on. Just
like how you're good? I don't know. I mean, I thought Eminem was phenomenal in his early days.
So Eminem, by a lot of like lyricists and like professionals, is like top three.
Drake is more than Eminem, according to them?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Okay. Years back, Eminem was like top two.
Okay.
And Drake was like in the top, barely cracking the top 10.
Got it. And Lil Wayne
Then, it's been about a decade.
What about Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne was like
in his prime.
Lil Wayne, some people had him in the top 10, mm-hmm. Some people didn't. Some people had him like 8th, some people didn't.
Okay.
But I definitely would consider Drake number 1.
Okay. I don't think so, but okay. I respect that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think Eminem is number 1?
Obviously it's highly subjective, but I think Eminem's
I don't think
lyrics.
It's as subjective as you
subjective.
Don't subjective as you're making it seem like.
I just don't know.
Don't be one of those like,
technically. I think for my personal opinion, I think Eminem's lyrics are just, they paint this picture of his life. And I just love it. And they're like the 8 Mile and all that. Right.
Okay.
In my opinion.
But what about everything else that Drake has that makes Drake a lot more?
We're talking speakly. No, not acting, not any of that.
No, I'm just talking about
music.
Drake's
okay.
life.
Okay.
Is much better than Eminem's life from what I've seen.
Sure, but I think that's what by better, okay. So I think that's what made Eminem better, because he had probably a more difficult life.
Well, right now we're playing a game of would you rather.
Okay, be them now.
Would you rather be Drake or Eminem? You'd obviously rather be Drake,
right?
So we're not talking about Eminem's music, how he had a shitty life.
Yeah.
So I think it's better to be Drake.
Okay, than Elon.
Than Elon Musk.
Okay.
Because the money part, Elon is a 9 out of 10. It's a 10 out of 10.
Sure.
And Drake is a 9 out of 10.
Sure.
9.9 out of 10. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
9.9 out of 10. A 9 out of 10 is like a doctor, a very successful doctor.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's fair. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
In terms of social life and dating, Drake is a 10 out of 10.
Right.
Possibly even more impressive than Elon's money.
Right.
Is Drake's social life. And his connections, and the girls he sleeps with, and the social life that he has.
Right.
Elon Musk's social life and dating.
Yeah.
I don't know him like that. I would assume he's a little bit of an awkward dude. Yeah, he fucking named his kid like some robot sex noises.
Yeah.
He's probably like a 4 out of 10 in terms of social.
Yeah. He's dating women that are pretty hot.
He's still Elon Musk. Amber Heard, since he's Elon, is he?
He did.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay, maybe that's making me reconsider. But for what he has, let's give him a 4, 5, 6 out of 10. Drake is no doubt a 10 out of 10.
100%. Yeah, that's not a question.
Now let's talk in terms of overall happiness.
Right.
This is where it gets tricky.
This is tricky, right.
But I think I would be willing to bet Drake's happiness is a little bit higher than Elon's happiness, because Drake is already amazing in his career path.
Yeah.
And I don't think for him it takes as much effort and mental capacity as it does with Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Where like Elon Musk literally has to think every single tiny thing out.
Well, I was thinking as you say that, I was thinking that, but I was also thinking like Drake works hard.
Yeah.
But Elon works hard 10 out of 10. Right. Drake probably works a 9 out of 10. Because Elon sleeps on the floor at Tesla. He has three unbelievable companies. All he does is work.
Right.
So is happiness.
Happy.
Right.
Is he happy?
Right.
From an outside perspective, that's not happiness to me.
Right.
But maybe to him, that's happiness. But this is a game of would you rather be Elon or Drake?
And like, if the strategy is like he's just going to build this and then just dip and then just spend time with his kids, or is he just going to work throughout the kid's life? Right. So. I don't know, but I just love legacy. I think that's so valuable. I don't know. I'm sure Draco's gonna have legacy, but he can't compete with Elon's legacy. There's no way. The musicians.
Sure.
There's gonna be another great rapper, right? But is there gonna be another Elon? That's gonna be tough.
Gotcha. Right? Gotcha.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think you definitely do have a valid point.
Yeah.
I think for me, the legacy part or Drake is already so amazing. Drake is like the Michael Jordan of rap.
Wow.
And Elon is the Elon Musk of fucking Musk. Entrepreneurship, I guess. Yeah. But if we were comparing like a shittier legacy, like if Drake had something to tarnish his reputation, I could understand. Like a lot of rappers do.
Right,
like Eminem has some weird stuff on him.
Yeah.
Right? Basically, Lil Wayne's been to jail a bunch of times. Like, Drake's pretty fucking clean.
He's been pretty clean, as far as we know.
As far as we know, it's been pretty fucking clean.
Yeah.
So, that makes me think.
I understand your point. I'm going back and forth now that you're bringing up that point.
But the social dating thing is like not even, you can't even compare the two.
Yeah. But I think,
there's plenty of girls that would like Drake that would dislike Elon.
And vice versa, but I mean,
a lot more girls are gonna go for Drake, not Elon.
Yeah, but I feel like girls are gonna still be like, "Well, Elon Musk was hitting on me, and I went home with him because he's Elon Musk."
Don't think they're gonna say that about Drake?
But my point is, like, it's still gonna be. It's not gonna be close, but it's gonna be. I don't think it's as far as we think it is.
I think it's recently Elon became the richest man in the world.
Before, and you don't think that's going to bring women?
Well, obviously it is, yeah. But Drake's no fucking
poor dude.
Hobo.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
He's also okay, 20 so, years. He's also 20 years, like 15 years
okay, younger. Okay, so right? If it was a question of Jeff Bezos or Drake, you would go Drake?
Yeah.
Because Jeff Bezos, would. I don't know much of a legacy.
I mean, Amazon is not leaving, but...
Right, but it's not... I consider Tesla like they're doing good for the Earth.
And you're not colonizing another planet.
Right.
Well, Amazon's going to get into that space, but Elon's always the innovator.
Tesla is. Tesla,
yeah. Elon's the innovator. Now Amazon's like, oh, that's a good idea. We have money. Let's go try it.
Right.
So innovation is big. And then, of course, I keep bringing legacy up, right? So I'll probably be Drake in that comparison. But I still think like Elon... I mean, if we're going strictly off, like, bitches, then sure. But then Drake. But...
Well, if it was strictly off bitches, yeah, this wouldn't even be a podcast episode, right?
So you're still going with Drake?
I go with Drake. Yeah. And I know this sounds like a douchebag kind of answer.
No, I get it.
Drake over Elon Musk, bro. But, like, everything that Drake is successful in, or Elon Musk is successful in, Drake is also very successful in besides the Tesla thing.
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
whereas there's plenty of things that Elon is just completely out of touch with.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah,
Drake
yeah.
is just in the know of.
Well, and same other way, right? But yeah, fuck, you might be persuading me now. I don't know. I'm gonna still stick with Elon.
As two guys who heavily value social life,
yeah,
and dating and relationships and things like that. I think you got to go Drake. I mean, I got to go Drake.
I know you are. You know, I'm going back and forth, man. I'm going to stick with Elon just for the purpose of the argument. But I want to know what you guys think. This is such an interesting topic, okay? Let us know. You can email us. It's latebloomerbiz@gmail.com. Latebloomerbiz@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram. Mine is tom_carlsonc. You can have Gene also.
Gene W. Park.
Let us know if you're siding with me or you're going to side with Gene. What are your reasons as to who you'd pick? Is it strictly off social life, money, legacy, innovation, music, impacting the world around you? I mean, because they both are making people happier, right? In their own respective ways. So let us know what you guys think. We'd love to hear it. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share it. And we will see you next week.
Peace.